Being filled to all the fullness of God is the inheritance of the saints. It is the birthright of all who live in me. Walking with my Spirit into the fullness of this life in me is available to all the saints. But this manner of living will mean the giving up of many things. Being filled with all the fullness of God means my interests are your soul interests. It means that my desires are your soul desires. It means your attitudes and your thinking no longer differentiate from mine and my word abiding in you. There is a place of unity with me where life truly is living one with me in all things, and it is consecrated living. Those hungering for more and more of me are feeling the pull to turn away from worldly affections and to set their affections on higher things. It is a putting away within the heart of worldly ways and worldly things, and it is my doing. There are many more who have no desire for this level of fellowship with me, but this is the true gospel, loving me and serving the Father through your life in me. I am separating a people, young and old alike, whose lives will shine as lights, lights of surrender and daily yielding to me, just as I did not live under the dictates of my flesh and lived each day in obedience to my Father, so too is this manner of living available to you in me. You have inherited the life by which you may now live, not as your own, but as mine and mine alone, fully loving me. I am supplying the grace to lay many, many things upon the altar of my will. All manner of desires and living that are not of love, truth, and wisdom are being dealt with in this hour. It is my doing, for I am always at work in you to live wholly for me. Your life in me is a life of consecration, of true love. This is the inheritance you have received in me. True love is the spirit of humility, and humility is obedience to me. Those who will live in full fellowship with my Spirit in the days ahead will have one focus, and that is living according to the Father's will in all things. This is true love. This is the true gospel. Just as my life was set apart to do the will of the Father, so is your life being set apart to do the will of the Father by my word in you. This love will release the power of my Spirit beyond what most have dreamed, and the truth of the gospel will be seen. There is an inheritance of fellowship I have made available to you. But only by my Spirit guiding you into the truth of this union are you able to walk into all the fullness of fellowship that is your birthright. For your inheritance in me is not riches and worldly things. Your inheritance is consecration and dedicated living, and your inheritance is the fullness of life lived in me. There is a remnant who will live by my word in all things. For the riches of life in me is that my words abide in you, and you abide in me in all things. And my words are the words of my Father. This is true life and true love, and this is the gospel. The fullness of your inheritance is to lay down your life in the same manner that I laid down my life to do my Father's will in all things. Though many in the church scorn such things, there is no greater freedom than living life in me and loving the Father in all things. This is true love, and this is the true gospel.